You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I just want to tell you that on this Thursday, it is our spring member drive, and that it's members, people just like you, who make up the lion's share of our funding here at WPR. Make a gift today for the programs you count on, for yourself, for the entire community. Give it this number. It's 888-202-2552. Or WPR.org. And thank you for your support. Right now, we're checking in on the housing market in Wisconsin. I saw a sold sign swinging in the breeze as I took a walk around my neighborhood yesterday, and I did a double take. Houses are being bought and sold during this pandemic. But a popular housing market gauge of the U.S. residential real estate market has plunged to its lowest level since June 2012. That's the National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index. Builder confidence for single-family homes plunged 42 points to a reading of 30 in April. Do you have a home on the market? Tell us about your experience. Are you allowing people to see your property in person? How do you do showings? We're at this conversation right here at 800-228-5615. Again, that's 800-228-5615. We have Max Ray, president of the Central Wisconsin Board of Realtors. He's also the broker owner of Remax Excel in Wausau. Max, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
All right. So a lot of times we're asking this to almost every person we talk with. How is your company doing COVID-19. As an essential business, how are you coping?
Well, we're coping. Obviously, we have to do things differently than we had in the past, running a very short crew so we can keep social distancing going. As we say at the Central Wisconsin Board of Realtor, we're in business, but it's not business as usual. We're making changes. We're just making sure that we not only keep our employees safe, but we keep our clients and customers safe as well.
Well, we're going to get into some of those different things going on. What has changed in the day-to-day work of being a realtor?
Well, one of the things that we're doing a lot differently is just making sure that we're not dragging people through houses unnecessarily. I mean, in the past, we'd have buyers calling to look at properties and would look at 7, 8, 10 properties a day. Currently now we're doing a lot of things behind the scenes and ahead of schedule, doing a lot of video tours. We're doing a lot of FaceTiming. We're actually viewing homes for them prior to them seeing it so that they, you know, pretty much we're not in everybody's house as much as we were.
Oh, so the agent may walk around with their camera on and say, hey, this is what this home is looking like. I'm in it right now. Do you think you're really interested? Do you think you need to take a look?
Yeah, correct. Or the listing agent will do that ahead of time, and they'll have links. So what we've done in our multiple listing services, allow virtual tours to be uploaded so that we can send videos to our buyers prior to them wanting to look at it so they can see the house. So really the listing agent is ahead of the buying agent and able to give them a better view of the home.
What kind of technology are you using for those virtual showings?
Well, there's a couple, you know, some people are using, we'll do a you know, video on their phone. There's a lot of 360 cameras that agents have been buying. As a matter of fact, it's hard to buy a 360 camera right now. I think every real estate agent is getting one. And then they use software packages like Matterport, which will create a virtual showing so that you can walk through the house, see the rooms, see how they're laid out. It's pretty fascinating.
Does it seem pretty realistic?
Yeah, depending on which virtual tour company you're using, it's as realistic as it can get. It's a lot better than the virtual tours that we saw 5, 6, 7 years ago, for sure.
We're talking with Max Ray. He's a broker owner of RE/MAX Excel in Wausau. We're looking at the housing industry right now. What questions do you have about real estate in Wisconsin? What do you want to know if you plan to buy or sell during the pandemic? We're at a new number here at the moment here, 800-228-5615. Again, that's 800-228-5615. Let's take a call now. Sonia is with us from Milwaukee. Hi, Sonia.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I am in the process of buying my first home, and I am set to close next week on Friday, and I have some concerns as to how closing will actually happen at the title company, and who will be there, if my lender will be there, if my realtor will be able to be there. and when I wrote the offer to purchase, I was then sent an addendum, a coronavirus addendum.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Well, you know, every title company's handling things a little different. I know that in our market, real estate agents are not allowed to attend the closings at this time. I think there's a couple different ways title companies are doing it. Some title companies will put the buyer in one room, the seller in another room. Everybody will sign their documents and then have not as many people at the closing. There are companies that are doing virtual closings where they're doing everything online, which Wisconsin now is allowing electronic notaries for that kind of transaction. And then we do have one title company in our town that's doing a drive-up window where you stay in your car and they pass the information through the window.
Wow.
Oh. Okay. And
so
I'm
my suggestion would be to ask your...
I kind of feel like some of the people dealing with me don't want me to be near anyone as though there's some increased risk with my profession and, you know, coming to closing.
Right. Well, I can tell you that we're all making sure that we're making everybody comfortable that are involved in the transaction. So I think that the best thing that you should do is maybe call your realtor and just kind of ask them how they plan to do the closing so that everybody's comfortable.
What is this addendum that Sonia is talking about, this COVID addendum? Max, have you seen one of these?
Yeah, so the Wisconsin Realtor Association has devised an addendum that kind of talks about kind of rules when you're looking at a home. If you're feeling sick, if you... should not be in a property because you're not feeling well. It's saying that you should not look at the property. You're agreeing not to look at the property if you're not feeling well. It also extends closing dates. So, for example, when this first started, we weren't sure if we were going to be allowed to conduct business. So the addendum kind of said, hey, for some reason, if we can't get a home inspector into your home or if we can't get an appraiser in your home, everybody agrees to extend the closing, you know, a certain amount of days so that we could get those things done.
So it sounds like time is really what you're looking for here in order to get through this time, you know, during a pandemic, an extra cushion for every step of the way.
Correct, because everything changes on a daily basis, and we don't, you know, things were different 2 weeks ago. We had no idea if it were even able to close on properties, so we needed that extra layer of time.
Sonia, good luck, and thank you so much for your service in nursing. Max Ray is with us, realtor based in Wausau. He's president of the Central Wisconsin Board of Realtors. We're talking about the challenges in the housing market as COVID-19 rips through the economy. Have you recently closed on a home? What was the process like? Did everything go as planned? Did you need an extra cushion of time? What about the home inspection? How did that work? Join in 800-228-5615, 800-228-5615. Back in a moment with Max Ray here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the morning show as we talk about the housing market. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. An indicator of home builder sentiment just suffered its biggest monthly drop in the index's 35-year history as the coronavirus pandemic slams the economy. Builder confidence plunged 42 points in April, according to the latest National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index. Are you someone who has a mortgage? How is the coronavirus affecting your payments? Have you had to talk with your lender? What is the situation? What questions do you have about real estate transactions here in Wisconsin? We're at this number to talk. It's 800-228-5615. That's 800-228-5615. And we have Max Ray with us. He's president of the Central Wisconsin Board of Realtors. Max, how would you compare the housing market right now in central Wisconsin, where you are, to this time last year?
Well, obviously, it's a lot slower than it has been. And, you know, this is typically our busy season. Typically, April, May, June is really when things are really heating up. You know, currently, when properties are listed right now in what I would call the sweet spot of pricing, there are multiple offers on the property, so houses are still selling. Just I think sellers are more afraid to put their home on the market, so therefore we have less to sell, so that's going to create less sales.
So inventory is lower right now. What is the sweet spot of pricing? What does that look like?
Well, in our market, I mean, every market's different. You know, Milwaukee, Madison is going to be different, but in our market, anywhere from 80,000 to 250 is pretty popular.
Okay, and how much house can you get for that? You know, from that lower range to that upper range.
Well, anywhere from our market here is you could get for about 80,000, you can get a 1,200, 1,500 square foot three bedroom home. 250 will get you a newer, ranch style home with three bedrooms, two baths, probably 1,800 square feet.
When you talk with your agents and buyers and sellers at this time, what is their comfort level in starting the home buying process and getting through it at this time?
Well, I think it's different for everybody. I think some people are really nervous. I just talked to a client yesterday whose mom wants to put her house on the market. I've been talking to them for about a year now. They're ready to go, but now they're worried because she's older if they want people in the house. So I always recommend that they have to do what they're comfortable with. You know, we ask our listings now when we have showings, we have everybody turn the lights on, open up doors so that when we're showing the property, we don't have to touch anything. So we do those kind of things, but everybody's comfort level is different. And I always recommend that they do what they're comfortable with. If they're someone that does not like to leave the house or does not want to go to the store, then it's probably a good idea not to have anybody come into their house.
We're talking with Max Ray. He's the broker owner of RE/MAX Excel in Wausau. We're looking at the home buying process right now amidst this pandemic. Are you a home inspector, or maybe you work with a title company? How is your work changing, your workday changing? What is it like to be an essential worker, and what safety precautions are you taking in the real estate industry right now? We're at 800-228-5615 to join the conversation. Let's go to Brad now, joining us from Whitewater this morning. Hi, Brad.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on. I was able to qualify for a 3-month mortgage abatement, and it was just a snap of a fingers kind of thing. I asked for it and received it. But last week I was listening to one of the NPR programs, caught the tail end of somebody saying that in the state of Wisconsin it's now automatically qualified for a 6-month mortgage abatement. Just wondering if your guest could shed some light on that.
Yeah, so I have not heard that. I do know that a lot of banks are working with their mortgagees on what they can do for mortgage abatement, but I have not heard about the 6-month at all. So I would recommend calling your lender and kind of talking to them. Do you have is it a local lender that you're working with?
There's a local lender. I was in touch with them, and they said they hadn't heard of it either. But you know, I heard it on the NPR. I only wish I had caught more of the program.
Yeah, Brad, thank you, and good luck with that. How common is mortgage abatement, Max? Is this something you see in very difficult times, like a recession?
Typically, no. I think the last housing crisis that we had, the foreclosure rate was really high because there was not allow these kind of abatements. So I think they learned from that, and they're being ahead of the curve. You know, my argument back then was it'd be better to allow someone to put 3 to 6 months missed payments on the back end of the loan. It'd be cheaper for the banks than to foreclose on the property. So I think they learned from the last recession.
Well, speaking of unstable times in financial situations for households, the Department of Workforce Development has more than 300,000 new applications for unemployment benefits between March 15th and April 6th. How often are you seeing buyers and sellers changing their minds, maybe due to that financial situation or job loss during this home buying process?
Well, we have had some buyers that have pulled out, worried that they may be laid off or furloughed. You know, we have, I think currently in Wisconsin, there's about over 7,000 pending offers right now, which means that they're under contract and moving toward the closing state. And I think that that's a big worry every week this goes on, whether or not the people buying will still have a job, and they do worry. So we've had people ask if they could, you know, get out of the contract or even extend the closing date just to make sure that they have a job a month or two from now.
Let's look at earnest money here to lock down the sale of that home and start the loan process. You put down this money, can be thousands of dollars. So if you back out midway through buying a home, can you get that earnest money back?
Well, you could. I guess it's based on how your contract is structured. There's really no contingency that says, hey, if I change my mind, I'm completely out of the contract. Both the buyer and the seller would have to agree. If you have a financing contingency in your offer and you can't get financing, then typically you will get your earnest money back. But if it's a change of mind situation, you're going to have to negotiate with the buyer or the seller, because some sellers are wanting to back out as well, and they'll have to negotiate something to get their earnest money back.
And certainly part of this transaction is having the home inspected before you do that closing. What changes are you seeing in the inspection process?
Well, a lot of home inspectors are not allowing... Typically, the buyer would show up during the inspection at some point, and a lot of inspectors are saying, hey, instead of you guys coming to the house, I'll do a video tour. We'll talk over the phone. I'll take more pictures and more videos. That way, there's less people, you know, as part of that inspection.
If you think that your home value has plummeted right now, your property value, can you get it reappraised now, or is that this not the right time for homeowners to be doing this?
Yeah, I mean, are you talking about someone that already owns a home?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't get it. I don't see that home values are plummeting at this point, and I don't see why doing an appraisal will help you. I think that with the low inventory, and there are buyers out there, I think that home prices are stable at this moment.
And you just need a little bit of extra time to get through the steps that may be carried out in a vastly different way.
Yeah, I would say that after 2 or 3 weeks in this, I'm seeing that the timelines are still fairly moving right along. We haven't had any issues with appraisals or inspections happening on time. Banks are still meeting with people that need loans. So I haven't seen any slowdown at all in the timelines of closings at this point.
I want to ask you something. You bought your business soon after the Great Recession there in Wausau. That was a risk. Do you see more risk opportunities at this time?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they always say buy low, right? So I would say that if someone wants to finally open or buy a business, now would be a good time to do it. There are some people that may want to retire, you know, after this, get out, and you might be able to find some good deals.
Some good bargains may be had out there. Well, Max, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you. You have a good day.
Take care. Max Ray is president of the Central Wisconsin Board of Realtors. He's also the broker owner of RE/MAX Excel in Wausau. Coming up, we take a closer look at the U.S. Census operation amid the pandemic. We find out how the current situation will affect census survey returns and compiling data. Have you received your census form? Have you filed it and returned it? Join in on all things census. Here's where we're at, 800-228-5615. Again, 800-228-5615. We'll be back after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.